Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle. I'm the executive producer of Psychic Talk, and I'm also president of the Tarot Guild. Been president of the Tarot Guild for 14 years. Good God, we're almost 15 years now. This is insane. I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We're a live call-in show here on Psychic Talk. Just give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Remember to press number 1 on your dial pad when you get through, though. And that lets us know you want to be live on air. You can also join us in the chat room located on our live page, psychictalk.net/live. Psychictalk.net/live. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host. She is a certified angel practitioner, animal communicator, Akashic Records reader, and she's coming to us live from the Rocky Mountains, Flathead Valley, Montana, Kathy Shogren. Hey, Kathy.
Hello, everyone. Good to be
here
with you
today.
Here
we are on another Friday. Woohoo!
Where is this month going?
It's just blasting by, and all kinds of strange and weird things happening, and, you know, some good things, a lot of bad things. You know, it's just bizarre. You know, in that realm, I wanted to mention, you know, we had to cancel yesterday's show. Stephanie Mayo, that does Stephanie's Guide at Tarot every Thursday. She had to cancel her show. She had a death in the family, and it was family emergency. She had to run out, and so we had to cancel the show. Hopefully, she'll be back next Thursday, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family in this time of tragedy right now. Boy, Kathy.
Yeah, and also,
you know,
what about Dr. Rose?
Oh, yeah, and we normally, of course, have our fabulous co-hostess with the mostest, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, yeah, from the Pali Center, and she's a spiritual life coach. She is under the weather today, so she couldn't join us. She's probably listening. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Be back next
feel better.
Friday. Hope. Yep, feel better. She's got, you know, sinus issues, and we've all been there, right?
Yep, been there, done that.
Yep. But all the tragedies and things going on, you know, we lost a couple of close friends and members at my American Legion post the last few weeks. Then there was what happened with Stephanie yesterday, and she woke up. She literally woke up to that news. It was horrible. And then and then you had your loss in the family as well. How long ago was that now? A couple weeks or so?
I think we're heading up on a month since my dog Daisy returned to heaven, and I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her long life, and you know, honestly, there's no disconnection in the love between us, because death can't touch that. But I mean, it's a big loss, the loss of having someone physically with you, you know, where you can see them and touch them and smell them, and, you know, go for walks with them. That's a big loss. And it's going to, you know, be that way, you know, until we're together again. But, man, what a great dog. At the same time, I'm so thankful that I got to be her mom and all. So thankful. So I'm hanging on to that.
Yeah.
Me and Spirit.
And by the way, you know, this kind of leads into what I wanted to mention about the numerology and the tarot card of the day. You know, we're talking about tragedies where people and things are literally taken from us, but, you know, there's some times in your life where you got to let go of things. And today's numerology, the entire date 4/12/2019 reduces to 19. If you add all those numbers across, you get 19. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's a 1 date, and then the day is the 12th. 1 plus 2 is 3. 1 is about self, and 3 is about creativity and communication. So those are the things you should look for and work out and work on today. And you know, with the one energy, I'm going to throw out there, be a little selfish. Be a little selfish, because the card of the day is the Eight of Cups. Eight is the number of abundance in numerology. But in the Eight of Cups, you know, cups is water, so we're talking about emotions. And the cups are nicely lined up, and the individual in the card is walking away with a walking stick, heading onward and upward and away from these cups, which could be seen as emotional baggage. So he or she has let go of things that no longer serve them. And that's what I want you to look at today. What is it that no longer serves me that I can let go of? It could be physical objects cluttering up your house, or it could be things such as old relationships, projects on the back burner that you're never going to get to, that you need to make room for others. And that's the other thing is, you know, you make room, other things can come in, you know, and your attachment to past relationships, your attachment to work situations and things like that. So it lines up a little bit. And I thought that was a great segue there to talk about that. But there are good things happening. Like, for instance, we're about to have, are you ready for this, everybody? Tomorrow, it is our 300th episode. It's also, we've been on the air this month with the new radio network. Of course, we've been on the air for 10 years with multiple networks. This is our fifth network. And it's been a year since we launched Psyche Talk Radio last April. So it's our birthday, and it's also our 300th episode. Come tune in tomorrow with Mary Brown and I will be on. And we're inviting all the other hosts to call in and say hi and celebrate with us. And we're inviting all of you, of course, too. And we'll be taking calls, you know, to chat with you or mini readings and everything as well. We'll even have a mini topic. What are the higher master numbers and why don't we talk about them? Little controversial topic there. We'll talk about that briefly in the beginning of the show. But most of the show, Kathy, is going to be calls and celebrating. 300 episodes. I cannot believe 300 episodes, Kathy. What do you think?
I feel like I need to be making cupcakes or something. I want to do something special for this. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be able to call in tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I can. I think I'm going to make time for that. I'm going to make it a priority.
That's
sounds
right.
Wonderful.
And everybody out there, all of our regular listeners, all our new listeners, any of you hosts on the network out there that are listening, you know, we want everybody to join us tomorrow. And that Saturday the 13th will be on at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So that's 2 p.m. Eastern. I think it's, I want to say 1 Central, I think. And 2 p.m. Eastern should be 7 p.m. in the U.K., so tomorrow, and it's always the same place. So you're going to call in the same phone number tomorrow, 714-816-4628. Write that down, put it in your phone, whatever. And also this URL, psychetalk.net/live, will always take you to the next show. So tomorrow morning, just type in psychetalk.net/live, and tomorrow's show will pop up, and you can join us in the chat room right there on that page. Awesome stuff. Also, we're starting a new show series. Here's another good thing. New show series here on Fridays for the next few weeks or so, several weeks, actually. A lot of topics on, we're going to be talking about soul realignment. And what is that? Yes. Mm-hmm. And on today's show, in particular, it's what are the Akashic Records? Because that's basically where we have to begin. Because the rest of everything that we're going to talk about is going to be talking about the soul. It's going to be talking about what were some of the other topics? Soul partners. Can't remember what you said.
Sure, it's going to be even, what is the soul? What do we mean when we reference our soul or who we are at a soul level? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the characteristics of our soul that we can learn about when we access the Akashic Records, like what is a soul group? What does that mean, a soul group of origination? What kind of information does that give you? Soul.
Mm-hmm.
In our daily lives, you know, to help us make choices that are going to, help us to create a life that's abundant and fulfilling. So
right.
There's all kinds of neat information available in the records that we'll get into, in a general way. I can't give everybody a whole reading or anything over the radio, but in a general way, all kinds of neat information about our souls that we're going to be learning about.
Right.
Good stuff.
And so next week's topic, next Friday in the series, the next topic in the series is going to be, what is soul realignment? We're going to be actually talking about the modality of working with the Akashic Records. But we figured, let's save that for the second show, because a lot of people have heard the term, but really, what are the Akashic Records? So before we go to the phone lines, folks, we're going to give some time, Kathy, for some more people to call in, get into the queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. So if you've dialed in, remember to press 1 so we know you want to be live on air, and then hang on there so you don't lose your spot in the queue. We'll get to call shortly. But just briefly, we want to, touch on this topic a little bit. Why are they called records, and what's Akashic? And I know about the term Akasha, which is like the life force energy. So go into it, Kathy. What are we really talking about here when we talk about the Akashic Records?
Right. So basically everything that exists in the universe is made up of Akash. Like you just referenced, Dex, it's made up
exactly.
of this universal life force energy that comes from divine source. So the Akashic Records is that part of creation that's basically a big, huge, energetic database, let's say, that stores information about all the choices that were ever made. So every soul that exists, every thought, every feeling, every choice, every decision that's been made by every soul on every dimension of being, basically it stores all the information about, some say just Earth, I say the whole galaxy, the whole of creation, everything that's ever gone on, ever has gone on. I sure do. I agree with you there. And everything that can potentially happen in the future. And I tend to think of it as, it resides outside of time and space. The Akashic Records, the Akashic Library, whatever you want to call it, is rather fifth dimensional.
Right. And can I jump in for just a second?
By all means.
I just want to jump in. I want to clarify something, because this is where people get a little confused. I know, because I've had conversations with folks about this, is when we talk about the Hall of Records, the Great Hall, the image that I used on the banners for today's show, shows this vast library, And so we talk about the library, we talk about the records, the Akashic Records. Using all that terminology is just a frame of reference. It's just to give you a concept, but there is no literal out there Hall of Records, vast library. No, it's just a metaphor, folks. It's just to give you, some way of framing it for reference in your mind. In reality, it's out there in the ethers. It's like you said, Kathy, beyond time and space, outside of our physical universe, but maybe just over a bit as far as, they talk about in quantum physics. They talk about there being perhaps 11 or more dimensions, and we're aware of the 3 dimensions and the 4th dimension of time, but there's more. And just like the I think of it. Yeah, and I think of it as the spiritual. You know how the spiritual realm is outside of time and space. Everything that is, was, will be, and is now is all happening at the same time, and there's a consciousness, a collective consciousness that exists floating on this field. You know, the quantum physicists call it the quantum field or the zero point field. And that's what I think we're really talking about here. And so it's all around us. It's not one particular place. You know, people think of it as a particular place, but it's not. You know, all these terms that we use talking about libraries and halls of records and Akashic records and things like that, it's just to kind of give your mind a frame of reference to work with. So what else do you want to say about the Akashic records? What do you think people need to know?
So it's important to realize, like you said, that they are not a specific place, and we just focus our conscious minds on whatever image resonates with us, be it like a computer, like on Star Trek, or a library, you know, as you know, I might have gone to when I was growing up, or you know, that you were referencing in the picture there, and that's just to help our mind focus so that we can access the records with more ease and comfort. But the truth is that we, as human beings, we're a part of the records, just as we are a soul. So it's not like the records exist up there and we exist, you know, down here. So, you know, because we're multidimensional. Human beings are multidimensional beings. So if you think of us down here, you know, in the third dimension, which is real dense and heavy, you know, we exist here as humans, and maybe, you know, we exist in the fourth dimension at the level of our ego or thoughts and feelings, and then as spiritual beings at the level of the fifth dimension. So if you think of that, you know, as a layer cake, you know, with a few layers, and even like you said, up to 10, 12 layers of cake, and then you kind of compress that cake and smoosh it together so that all the different layers are interconnected and exist together with each other. That's reality. That's us. So the Akashic records are everywhere around us. So it's not, and right, very, very natural for us to access them. It's not difficult. It's not threatening. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of calm, focused intention. You know, you put your intention out there, you know, of what you're doing and what you want. You know, call in protection if that helps you. You know, that's a part of this modality. You know, I like it because to me it feels very, there's a lot of what I call spiritual hygiene in it, you know, and that's my term, where it's plenty structured, you know, to allow for a nice structured process, calling in a lot of help from the angels and the Akashic record guides, librarians, you know, et cetera. But within this process, where you're surrounded by comfort and safety and, you know, hygiene, there's, you know, plenty of room for your own, you know, talents to get, you know, call forth what you need, be it you're in there for yourself or you're in there on behalf of another person, you know, because everyone who's trained in this modality brings their own Akashic history to it, brings their own talents to it,
right?
So that you know, we all have kind of a different flavor. Everyone who's trained in this modality, we take it out into the world, you know, with our own histories, with our own gifts, with our own you know, team of guides and angels. So, you know, it's very much who we are meant to help. You know, we attract those people to us, you know, as practitioners.
And I did want to talk about that briefly, that, you know, we're going to talk about this next week, soul realignment, the modality, accessing the records, working with clients, helping them with various issues. We're going to talk about all the different ways it can help. But I did want to, you know, get it out there that basically we're all always accessing this. And the people that are the really creative folks in the population, so songwriters and you know, artists and things like that, and also people like Einstein always talked about all this information coming to him in dreams and in daydreams, and it was coming to him, not him thinking it up. And if you talk to a lot of songwriters, they'll tell you how it just came to them all at once, and they just wrote it down. And Carl Jung used to talk about it in terms of the collective unconscious, all of us on the planet here being part of the collective unconscious. But I think it's synonymous with the Akashic Records too, or at least in part.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And you know those studies that reference, you know, the genome and tracking the human genome, and perhaps junk DNA, and that scientists have only figured out, you know, a small percentage of our DNA and what's stored in it, et cetera. It is truly, truly my deep belief and experience that all the rest of that, you know, 90-some percent or whatever that we haven't figured out yet is, in fact, our Akash, our history, our everything that we have been back to the moment of our soul's origination from divine source. All of our past lives, all of our gifts and talents and knowledge and lessons and everything that we have accumulated over millennia, I believe that is stored inside of us. I don't think it's junk DNA at all. I think we just haven't figured out the exact term, you know, to call it.
Yes.
We're still figuring out the process of then how do we access this? You know, these gifts, this knowledge.
And what people think of as supernatural is not supernatural. It's just natural. It's just that science hasn't caught up yet to that in order to be able to describe it and how it works. That's all. It's just science. You know, magic is just science that hasn't been explained yet. And it's
right.
The same thing with this. You know, take neuroscientists that work with the mind and the brain. And for forever, people thought that the mind and our memories and everything was contained within the physical brain. Now they're thinking, oh, wait a minute, that's not necessarily true, because when we cut out parts of the brain, the brain itself rewires itself, and the memories are still there. Well, if they were actually held within those neurons, they'd be gone forever, but they're not. And so now they're starting to think that the field that surrounds our body, the morphic fields, which we think of, in terms of like the aura and so forth, that it's actually the field around the physical body where the mind resides and the memories, and the brain is just a processor and a big antenna. So even neuroscientists are starting to go down this direction. And then if you combine those memories and information that's within our auric fields with everybody else on the planet, you get Carl Jung's collective unconscious. And then the entire universe, you get the Akashic Records. That's the way I kind of envision it.
Right. Right, because
absolutely.
Not only, you know, each soul has its own Akashic record, you know, so, you know, I have mine, you have yours, et cetera. But then there's also parts of the records, like every property has its own record. Every business has its own record that can be accessed. Every, you know, there's just limitless amount of information really in it. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're concerned with our lives and our thoughts and memories and what's going on in our lives and past lives and things like that. But in reality, it's not just sentient beings. It's also all of physical matter in the entire universe, all energy and mass. It's all made up from this field. So it's all part of the Akashic Records, not just what's happening. It's beyond that, you see. And we'll get more into that as the various shows in this series go along the rest of this month in May, and we'll be getting into different parts of this and the soul and when souls are grouped together and accessing the Akashic Records. And next week we'll get started with soul realignment. What is soul realignment? So we'll be talking about that next week. I did want to mention real quick, Kathy, that if people want to find out more in between these shows, they can just contact you through your page at psychytalk.net/Kathy. That's Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, psychytalk.net/Kathy. And all our contact information is there. You can contact her. You can ask her questions. You can also post questions on our Facebook group, Psyche Talk Radio. Just go to psychytalkradio.net or psychytalk.net/Facebook or press the Facebook button on our website. Or if you're on Facebook, just type in Psyche Talk Radio and it'll pop up. You're looking for the group. Come over and join the group, and you can ask questions in between the shows right there for, you know, for everybody to see and join in on. And Kathy can answer questions and talk to you about working with you as a client as well. And we'll get into next week when we get into soul realignment, what that modality is, all the different things that it can help you with. It's just amazing stuff, amazing stuff. So I want to invite everybody to join us in the chat room that's listening live right now. Go to psychytalk.net/live, and you can ask questions and even ask for a mini reading right there in the chat room. psychytalk.net/live, or give us a call at 714-816-4628. This is a great time to get in because there's room on the caller line, the switchboard, and we take the calls in the order that they call that you call in. So if you can call in right now, you're going to be assured that we're going to get to you. 714-816-4628. Let's go to our first caller who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 201. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm going outside. Don't worry.
Lots of background noise. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
I know. Shalina, calling from New Jersey.
Shalina, what a beautiful name. Ooh.
Thank you.
So, what do you want to chat about? It's open lines on Fridays.
I definitely need some advice regarding my personal life.
Okay.
I've been with the father of my children for 9 years. We just got married in August. I'm an empath, so I feel everything. And when it came to him, it's like I knew he loved me, but I just never actually felt it or saw it when he looked at me. But I kind of put that on the back burner because I felt like everything else is good on paper. So just try to, you know, ignore that part. In September, I met someone at work that I felt a really intense connection, almost as if we've known each other before, even like a telepathic connection. It made me wake up to a lot of things that I realized I wasn't feeling just as a person. So I'm at the point now where I just have no idea where or what is going to come out of all of this.
Okay. Hey, Kathy, you want to start out? What are you getting on this situation?
Right. Okay. So the word I keep hearing over and over and over, a couple of them, is soulmate, and the other one is communication. Okay, so you've mentioned that this connection you have with the father of your children, and that it could be, you know, in some ways that you've been together, you know, before, that there has been a deep connection there for a long time, yet it's feeling kind of stale. Is that right?
The deep connection is actually with the new person, not with,
with the
father
guy.
Of my children.
Yeah.
Because soul realignment, this thing that we're talking about, there's something, there's a view of soulmate contracts with someone as not always being a really positive or romantic thing. Because when soulmate contracts were made a long, 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 long time ago, not a lot of people were incarnated on the earth at that time. And souls would make this agreement, you know, to be together,
right.
to always incarnate together so that we wouldn't be alone, so that we would be assured
right.
of finding each other, having someone to have children with, go through life with, etc. And if that contract remains unbroken, you know, souls can continue to find each other lifetime after lifetime, yet there's a feeling
right.
of, you know, been there, done that already, and that you're with someone almost out of a sense of obligation instead of free will. You know, I am making the free will choice, you know, to be with that person. So sometimes it's a simple matter of breaking your soulmate contract and either, you know, revitalizing the relationship by committing to it anew, you know, saying I'm here because I choose to be here. I'm here in relationship with this person, not out of a sense of obligation, but because I make the free will choice to do it and to pour my heart and my energy into it. You can decide
right.
that, or you can decide that the relationship has run its course and you would like to pursue a romantic, intimate relationship with a whole other person. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
up to you. I mean, either way, you're of course always going to have the obligation to your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what you decide in regards to continuing the relationship, I see that there is a need to protect that which you have created, you know, with this person,
yes.
with the father of your children. So that means, you know, protect your children, but protect the sanctity of the relationship you have with this person. Whether you remain in relationship with him or not, you will always be connected because of the children. And there's a need to protect, you know, to protect the sanctity of the relationship in that way, in terms of remaining on good terms with this person, feeling positively about them. And if you need some professional help in terms of the two of you communicating with each other in terms of how you're feeling, what you want, what you need, et cetera, that's perfectly fine to go ahead and get yourself, you know, a mediator, a counselor, you know, whatever.
Right. So
by all means, go ahead.
Yeah. Let me jump in with what I'm getting, because it's in alignment with what you're saying. You know, the cards, that I pulled cards for her husband and I pulled cards for this other fellow. And the really positive cards are coming up with her current relationship, the father of her children. And actually it ends with the 10 of cups, which is literally successful and happy family life, a lasting, you know, relationship, joy, harmony, matrimony, the whole thing, you know, and that's in the near future position. Now, if we go all the way back to the, you know, near past and you know, part of the present, of course, is this Three of Swords, which is how she's feeling now, you know, and it's like and the Three of Swords often comes up when there is a love triangle. It's like a love triangle, you know, situation. But the cards that I got for this other fellow, which she has the strong connection with, they're very cautious cards. They're all talking about they're all cards of reevaluation and stepping back, cards like the Seven of Pentacles and the Hermit card and the King of Swords coming in, talking about rational thought and analyzing this, but also listening to your intuition. The Queen of Cups is talking about intuition and listening to your gut instincts and feelings on this. Because if you really take time to step back, yes, you might have this connection. Okay, but as you're talking about, Kathy, it might be something from a past soul connection that, you know, has never been severed. And it's not that you need to sever or get rid of this person or not have them in your life, but they're one of the major cards that shows up for the relationship with the father of your children is the Judgment card. It's the cosmic wake-up call. It's like, okay, you need to wake up, okay, because there is opportunity for a return to the original basis of your relationship, return to the passion, showing up in the form of the Knight of Wands. And the Knight of Wands is galloping towards the Queen of Swords, who in this case is facing the Knight of Wands. Now, the Queen of Swords thinks more rationally and uses the intellect, okay, which, as I said, with the cards with the other fellow, I got the same thing with the King of Swords and the Queen of Cups, that, you know, you're going to listen to your intuitions, but you're also going to look at these things logically. And the big thing, the big takeaway is that Hermit card and that Seven of Pentacles with the other fellow, that you, it might not be all what it looks like. You need to step back from the situation. And as Kathy said, that might require a, you know, disinterested third party. What do they call that? I don't know the right word. It's escaping me, Kathy. An objective opinion, you know, somebody that's more objective, that is not in the situation, that can look at this. That could be a clergy person. That could be a counselor. That could be, you know, your best friend. You know, I mean, it could be anybody like that, you know, that gives you a unbiased evaluation of what's really going on. But the cards are very clear with her husband that you could return to that and the way to return, you're not going to go back into the past and rehash the relationship. You're going to start like it's brand new. And just getting married is the perfect time for this to actually happen and rekindle the passions. The Knight of Wands is about following your passions. Wands are that fire energy. And you end up with where you're supposed to be, the Ten of Cups. You end up with happy matrimony, with successful and happy family life, lasting friendship, joy, and harmony within your nuclear family. And that's what I'm getting. Well, I hope that helped you out. I had to put her line on hold because it was way too much background noise, but we got to move on to other callers. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628. Folks, if you want to get in, we're already past the bottom of the hour. So real quickly, let's do the upcoming shows on the network because we have a lot of great things coming up. Kathy, you want to tell folks a little bit about what's coming up on the network?
Absolutely. We have a lot of exciting things coming up. Number one, tomorrow is the 300th episode of Psychic Talk Radio, and we turned 1 year old this month in April. So Psychic Talk Radio turns 1 year old, and everyone is invited to join the party tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th. That will be happening during the radio show with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle tomorrow on the episode of Psychic Saturday. They're going to be holding open lines and discussing what are the higher master numbers and why don't we discuss them. As always, they will be taking your calls and questions, doing mini readings. And please, everyone, do feel called. Do feel free to call in and celebrate the 300th episode. This will be the show tomorrow will be the 300th episode of Psychic Talk Radio. Good times. And then the next day, Sunday, April 14th, will be the Spiritual Landscape Show with Lottie and Frankie. And they will be discussing how to trust the content of your mind. And they will also be taking your calls, of course. And then on Monday the 15th, on the episode of Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance with your host, Catherine Hahn, she will be beginning a whole new series of shows called the 30-Day Gratitude Challenge, Being Grateful and Loving Yourself for Who You Are. Don't miss that. And then come back here on Friday, April 19th, with myself and Dax and Dr. Rose, as we continue our series on the Akashic Records and soul realignment by discussing exactly just what is soul realignment anyway. That will be 1 week from today. And then don't forget, you can always go to www.psychictalk.net/upcoming for more information on all of our upcoming shows. So there's really a lot to look forward to, especially the big party tomorrow, Dax.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. It's just going to be a lot of fun, folks. A lot of fun. So tune in and help us celebrate. And remember, you can call in. It'll be the same phone number, 714-816-4628. You can wish us a happy birthday. Congratulations on our 300th episode. You can also ask for a mini reading or chat about whatever topics you want to chat about. It'll be open lines. We'll have that mini topic on the higher master numbers, but that'll just be really briefly discussed because we want to spend a lot of time celebrating on our 300th episode. So, speaking of the phone number, give us a call right now, 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press number 1 on your keypad. That lets us know that you want to be live on air. And if you're calling in via Skype, you have to open the dial pad on the Skype app and press 1. And that'll pop you up into the queue. So, Kathy, let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 412. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Jessica from Pittsburgh.
Jessica,
are you there?
Yeah.
How are you? How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How are you, Jessica?
Good. It's raining. It's nice. God's crying and clearing some stuff out, I call it, one of those days.
Oh, yeah. It's overcast here in Tucson, too. We're looking at rain, I think. What do you want to chat about?
Money, job stuff. What used to be in a family business, and I haven't worked in 3 years, and I've been looking just relatively recently and thinking that I either want to work for one company, and in the last couple of days I'm thinking maybe I need to go back into consulting. So mm-hmm. I would have several clients and several businesses, and I wanted to see what you saw, you know, which one was where I'd be happier, but also more profitable.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of what you just said is being reflected in what's coming up in the card. So the King of Cups shows up talking about emotional stability and emotional fulfillment, and that's the big thing. You know, people always talk about, you know, what they're doing financially or job-wise, career-wise, and, you know, they talk about the money a lot, you know. But the thing is that money is just an exchange of energy for the value that you're providing. And as long
as – And by the
way,
that's the other thing that's really recently is that I think I'm undervaluing how much I actually should be earning, quote-unquote, per hour.
Yes, everybody does that. And I don't want you to think about it as per hour anymore. This is what I want you to think about. Think about your consulting, okay? Think about it in terms of what problem do I solve for the client? And you're going to value that as opposed to your own personal so much per hour. Instead, what value are you providing? So, okay, myself as a hypnotherapist, a lot of hypnotherapists charge per hour, $150 an hour for a session, and you have multiple sessions. I don't do it that way. I look at it, I'm solving a problem for you. It's a big problem. You're a smoker. You want to quit. You know, you want to save, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars a year that you're spending on cigarettes. You want your health back. You don't want to, you know, succumb to a horrible, you know, life debilitating disease such as COPD, or literally die from emphysema or, you know, lung cancer or what have you. You know, that solving that problem for people has a lot of value. So I think of it in terms of I am going to work with them and solve their problem, regardless of number of sessions, regardless of all of that, using various techniques, and it costs X amount. You know, $400, $500, $600, whatever. It's immaterial because it's your life that's at stake. Okay, but even beyond that, most people spend $3,000 to $6,000 a year on cigarettes. So giving them up, you're getting that money back. You can afford even more. You know, so what I want you to do in your personal case is, you know, look at your consulting. And a lot of the cards I'm getting actually are talking about that, focusing in on one thing and solving one problem first. You know, you can always expand, you know, but you want to niche it down, you know, get that niche going where you're speaking to a specific group of your ideal customers, your ideal clients, and value that. What is that worth? I do this a lot with our tarot readers in the Tarot Guild, because for years, Jessica, people have been stuck in this concept of it, you know, being entertainment and, you know, charging so much for a reading or per card or like all these different, you know, ridiculous ways that people charge for their services. And I try to get them away from that. I say, you know, if you sit down and have a reading with somebody and they're a businessman or woman, and they this business person, you know, wants to increase the gross income of their business by $100,000, let's say, okay? And you work with them and you help them get the ideas and get the direction and the information that they need, and they're able to build their business by $100,000. What's that worth? Well, I got to tell you, a business consultant is going to charge $10,000 to get you $100,000, at least 10%, 10-15%. You know, because even if you go out and get, you know, in a typical business, regardless of the type of business, you go out and you try to increase your business. Let's say you do it through marketing, you're going to spend at least 10-15%. In marketing costs, you know, $10,000, $15,000 to get an additional $100,000 worth of business. So what I want you to do in your consulting is I want you to think about, okay, what value am I providing to my clients, and start charging really what you're worth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely.
There's another aspect to this, and you know, I'm spending a lot of time on this because it's not just you, Jessica. It's everybody else listening out there. Okay, you really have to figure out what the value is, and by charging what you're really worth, people think they're limiting themselves. They want to do discounts and sales on everything, whether it's a physical object that they're selling or a product or even a service. Really, they're hurting themselves, because the type of clients that are really going to value what you do and are going to take to heart your advice and your consulting are the ones that are paying you a lot, because they got skin in the game. You know, it's the same thing,
right,
with my analogy, you know, with my analogy with hypnotherapy for stop smoking. Okay. You know, are you going to go to the expert who's this person is specialized in solving your problem, which is you want to quit smoking, and they're charging $600 to help you do that? Or are you going to go to, you know, the cut rate hypnotherapist that is a general practitioner that charges, $70 for a session? You know, people, yes, there's going to be people that gravitate towards the cheap end, but you don't want that kind of client anyway, because they don't have skin in the game, you know?
Right.
You want to value your services you want to look at what are other consultants in your field of work, what are they charging, what's the average, and then you want to charge above that, whatever the average is. You want to be the expert. Yes. And let's see if Kathy has any advice. Kathy, you have any advice for Jessica too?
I would really just be echoing exactly what you just said. And I know we have a couple other callers, and in all seriousness, it would just be the same. And I know we have people in the chat room and such. So, yeah.
Well,
so
thank you.
So there you go, Jessica. I hope that helped you out. I mean, the cards were all talking about exactly, you know, reflecting exactly what you're talking. And you're going to be, once you start charging what you're worth, you're going to be that King of Cups. You're gonna be emotionally fulfilled. You're gonna be emotionally stable, not just talking about the money coming in. You're gonna be happy about what you're doing. And when you're happy about what you're doing, when you're following your passion, the money flows after that. It follows that. It's like a magnet, you know. And a lot of the cards were, like I said, they were cards with swords in them. Swords are ideas and thoughts. And they were single swords. It was talking about, you need to focus in on this one thing. What's this one problem that I solve? You can expand later on into other niches, but develop a niche right now. You know, what is your ideal client? And solve their problem.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well,
thanks for the call. Wonderful
thanks.
Call.
Have a good day.
Awesome. Have a great weekend. And I hope you'll actually other people are popping on the line, Kathy. They're lighting up like a Christmas tree here. And I know I went a little bit long on that, Kath, but it's going to help everybody out there listening. You know,
that's exactly
we have
right.
A lot
we're
of,
all in. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of practitioners that listen to this show. Psychics, astrologers, mediums, tarot card readers, numerologists, life coaches, spiritual life coaches, hypnotherapists, NLP practitioners, EFT practitioners, Reiki practitioners, Reiki masters, energy healers. You know, you all have to think in the same lines, along the same lines of what problem am I solving? What value does that have? Instead of trading your time for dollars, instead of thinking in terms of so much per hour, where you're trading your time for dollars, instead, you should be thinking about what problem do I solve? Awesome. So let's see who's been waiting the longest here. And we got questions in the chat, do we? Or
let's see. I'm taking care of our friend Lil Fairy. Let me go back, and we had a couple other people in there. Let me look. Okay. Oh, June Bug.
Well,
Kathy, hi, June. Go
Kathy,
ahead on the phone if there's somebody,
out,
you know.
Yeah, let's bring on the phone callers while you're checking out if there's questions in the chat here. We're going to go to 307. Caller that's been waiting the longest. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Did you say Lizette?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. Alyssa, okay. Yeah,
yes.
I can barely hear you. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but if you are, can you
get
off speakerphone? I can barely hear you, Alyssa.
Okay, is that better?
Much better. So what do you want to chat about? What's your question for us?
I've just been making a lot of life changes in my life, and it seems like every time I take something good happens, like something bad happens to make me, you know, fall backwards again or whatever. And I just want to know if you see any good jobs coming my way or.
Okay. We can certainly look at that. And, you know, there's something about that. Just the way you describe it is so perfect because, you know, you said about the good things happening and then something bad happened. Well, what we don't realize is that there's no such thing really as good or bad. We just assign a value to it. And because we live in a dualistic universe, everything has to arise with both sides of the coin. You have to have the positive and the negative. When we call something bad or call something good, or when something good happens and then we realize something bad happens, all we're doing is identifying it and then naming it is what's going on. Okay. There's always going to be, you know, you're always going to have negative things happening. So what you have to do is the way to work with it is you focus on what you want to attract in all the time.
Okay.
Just focus on because what happens when we notice, you know, it's okay to notice the negative thing, but then let it go. You remember earlier, I don't know if you were with us earlier, but in the beginning of the show, I talked about the numerology of the card of the day, and especially the card of the day was talking about letting go of things that no longer serve us. And in our day-to-day, as we have positive and negative things happening, we can acknowledge the negative thing, but we have to let it go. And we have to refocus back on what we want to attract in. If we spend too much time focusing on the negative things, we're just telling the universe we want more of that. That's how the law of attraction works. So the secret is, you know, that's the secret of the secret. The secret is to focus on, you know, what you really want. I'm getting a lot of card. In fact, the card I got for Jessica, that King of Cups has shown up, and other Cups cards, again, talking about focusing on emotional fulfillment. So what it's talking about is in regards to career and jobs and things like that, think less about the money aspect. Think more about what am I really going to be emotionally fulfilled by? What am I going to enjoy doing? Mm-hmm. what do I want my work environment to be like? Attract that in by focusing on it, as opposed to worrying about, you know, the lack of a job or the lack of the money aspect of it. You know, you want to be emotionally fulfilled. One of the cups cards that's showing up is the Four of Cups, and it's talking about there actually is an opportunity, like literally right there, that you're just not seeing. I'm not sure what it is.
Do you think it's I want this job at this tattoo shop, and maybe I just keep doubting myself, and I haven't taken in my resume yet. Do you think maybe it's that?
Let's take a look here. I'm just going to draw some other cards real quickly. See. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This looks really good. Okay, so I've got three major arcana cards, and you don't even know what that is. It just means out of five cards, that's really big, life-changing yes cards. Yes, yes. I got the Star card, which is literally hope and fulfillment and inspiration and insight. And the Nine of Cups shows up. Again, emotional fulfillment, but the Nine of Cups card in tarot is known as the wish come true card. And the main focus card, yes, and the main focus card in the center is the Strength card. So it's literally saying, you know, and this is internal strength. This is the love conquers all. This is internal fortitude. You just have to have the internal fortitude to just go for it, and you're going to get that.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I've been lacking the confidence, I think.
That's what it is, Alyssa. And this is your confirmation that you need to go for that particular thing, that particular job.
Okay. All
so
right.
Now you got to
cool.
Now you got to call back in next Friday and tell us what happened.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thanks, Alyssa. All righty. So, Kathy, do we have any questions you want to read on air from the chat room, or go back to phone lines?
Feel free to go back to the phone lines, and I got pretty much the same exact thing as you did for our friend Alyssa as well, with a big message of just releasing fear and a ton of warm fuzzies about that tattoo job. It really feels wonderful to me.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to let you lead on this one because I've hogged the mic too much on the last two calls, but I just had all the information came right up in those cards, the last two calls. I love when that happens. We're going to go to our next caller that's been waiting the longest, area code 585. Caller, what's your name, and what are you calling in about here?
Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm calling from questions on my finance. I want to take a look at my finance, seeing if they're going to be improving.
Did you say Jean?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm having trouble hearing today on these phone lines.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Turn it up a little
bit.
Is that
why
better?
Why don't you go, Cass? Sounds great. Sounds great, Jean.
Thank you.
Doing it. Okay, so we have a couple powerful fire cards here talking about the need to take action. So right now, you know, is a good time for you to take action in terms of improving your finances and your financial life. And this might require getting advice from someone who is represented by the King of Fire. So that would be a very, like, dynamic man, someone who's very motivational, ambitious, charismatic. Think of who that could be, who is in a position to help you and give you financial advice on how to improve your financial situation or get a better job, however that would manifest for you. Now, the middle card, Three of Fire, does represent abundance and things looking, you know, good. Now, you do need to have some patience. Things might not happen immediately, but in the long term, if you keep taking, you know, divinely guided action steps, you're going to get to a financial place where you will be comfortable. And the outcome card I'm seeing is Nine of Earth, which is a very, very good card in terms of your finances, and also speaks to the possibility of self-employment, even.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm
keep
looking
that,
at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So successful self-employment. Now, think of who would be in a position though to kind of mentor you in terms of your self-employment, because don't feel that you need to go it all alone or reinvent the wheel. Think of someone you know who is already successful in the type of field that you want to be in, could give you some advice and get you started on the right path with a really good business plan. Dax, what are you seeing in this regard? Dex, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't have anything to add. I think you're, dead on there with all of that. And I was just doing some things in the chat room. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
I was over there, Gene. Yeah. But I hope that helped you out, Gene.
Okay.
And you have a great weekend. And we'll see if we can take some more calls. And let's see, we're getting towards the top of the hour here, so we might have time for maybe one more call. Remember, you can call in tomorrow. Join us for our 300th episode of Psyche Talk Radio, and you can call in on tomorrow's show as well and get some guidance. I did want to mention, I was typing in the chat room telling them about Sharona Rapsik's new course. One of our hosts is doing a brand new course on Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner is what it's called. And it's in production right now. I'm working on it with Sharona to get it out there to everybody. And right now she's running an early bird special on the course. You can enroll for half the cost. I think it officially launches in May, but it's going to be coming out. We're working on the modules now. There's actually 6 video modules and handouts and so forth. And it's the first course of its kind where you're going to learn traditional Yasui Reiki along with Angel Reiki, her own creation. And it's the only course of its kind where you learn both. You actually get certificates for Yasui Level 1, 2, and Master certifications, as well as Angel Reiki Practitioner. You get that certification as well. You also get free membership in the International Association of Angel Practitioners. So altogether, you get 5 certificates from this course. It's launching in May. The regular price will be $197, but right now you can enroll for just $97. That's the early bird price, and if you enroll now, the early bird enrollees get access to the course first as it comes out over the next few weeks. So that is psychictalk.net/angelreiki. That's psychictalk.net/angelreiki. Reiki is R-E-I-K-I. psychictalk.net/angelreiki. And that's just one of the many courses and workshops we have available at our Psychic University, Psychic U. You can go over and check on all of these courses, get to know and enroll in some fabulous workshops and courses. I have My Tarot by the Numbers course, where you get a strong foundation in both tarot and numerology. There's Maria Moss's Certified Angel Practitioner course, the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course now that I just mentioned. There's the workshop, a 5-part workshop, Journey Connecting with Angels, from Catherine Hahn. Dr. Rose Wilkerson is working on an Introduction to Sanskrit Mantras workshop. We also have Maria G. Moss's Mastering the Art of Angel Oracle and Tarot Card Reading course. And we have the 5-track life coaching certification from Dr. Steve G. Jones that many, many, many of us have all taken. And that's at a reduced price of just $77 right now. So if you've been thinking about getting certified as a life coach, I know a lot of the courses out there are hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Some of them are in the thousands of dollars, but you can enroll for just $77. Go check out all of these workshops and courses at psychictalk.net/psychicu, the letter U. There you go. Okay, Kath, let's go to another caller here. Area code 646. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dax. My name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City. How are you today?
Good. Oh, it was a little muffled. Did you say Tammy?
No, I said Terry with a T.
Terry. Okay, yeah. Yes. I'm having a lot of trouble hearing people today. It's coming across very muffled when people call in. What do you want to chat about? Sounds much better. You're talking to me and Kathy.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you. I was in a car accident. I was a passenger in the vehicle. So now I have to go to physical therapy. Just wanted to see if, do you see a settlement price that I would agree with?
Well, it'd be hard to really get into like a specific price. What are you really trying to, you know, what's the burning question that we can focus on? What do you really
think? Okay, so the burning question is this one. Do you see, do you see me getting, will my claim be successful?
And you're talking about in your settlement?
Yes.
In your claim. Okay, let's go. Kathy, can you focus in on that? And what do you think? Is Terry going to be successful with their claim? What are you getting on that?
My immediate feeling is yes, but there will be a delay.
Okay.
Let me try. I'm drawing the same cards over and over. It's a lot of water cards. So talk to me about emotions and the importance of I would say trying to keep your emotions mm-hmm. calm and positive as much as possible, you know, at this time.
Yeah,
I know
okay.
having an accident is,
that's jarring.
Traumatic, and we want to focus certainly on your recovery and your health. But, I'm seeing you could help matters along by remaining calm and positive, and there might be a little delay, but I see in the end it will be you'll be satisfied with it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Dex,
yes.
how are you feeling
scary.
About that?
So what I'm getting is in alignment with what you're saying, Kathy. I actually got a lot of yeses. Okay. It looks really, really good as far as the outcome. Now, there is a little caveat. In addition to the delay that Kathy's talking about, I'm seeing the delay too. A lot of it's self-imposed. The devil card is showing up. And that's being, you know, too attached to something. I'm thinking that you're too attached to a particular outcome and not just being open to a positive outcome coming, whatever that may be.
I see. Okay, I see exactly what you're talking about, yes.
Yes. And also, down the line, it looks like there's a decision. And I have no idea what this is about, okay, but involved with this situation is a decision that you have to make. It either it's already present or in the very near future, this is going to come up. And it's coming up in the form of the Two of Swords. Okay. And that's a delay too. It's indecision. It's not making the decision. And right next to it is the Fool card, which is literally, you know, taking the leap of faith. So you're going to have to take a leap of faith and make a decision in regards to it very soon.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
Awesome. And then don't forget to call us back next Friday or the Friday after and say, hey, it's Terry, and this is what happened. We want to know.
I promise I will. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Terry.
Huh?
Awesome. So, Kathy, before we head out, any last messages for everybody, or is there any questions in the chat room we should take care of, or – what's going on?
Yeah, I think we have the chat room covered. We did that okay.
Awesome.
In general, I know that there's we've talked about this. These are kind of tumultuous times for a lot of us, with a lot of releasing and letting go, and things just feel kind of yucky right now. And when I draw a general card about that, it's good. I'm getting the Nine of Water, you know, talking about wishes coming true and concerns fading away, and just basically a love of life. So it's really important, I think, for all of us to rely on each other. Let's hold on to each other and lift each other up at this time, instead of, kind of drowning, feeling like we're drowning at this time, or that we're all on our own, or that things are not going to get better, because they will. you know, nothing lasts forever. And this is just a good time to, you know, focus on gratitude, like our friend Catherine Hahn is talking about, looking for what do we love? What do we see around us right now that we love? And how can we help somebody else at this time? How can we all work together to get through this together, really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's all just come together right now and support each other and not get lost in fear. We can do it.
We
I know it's not easy.
But
we can.
We get what we focus on, and we get what we put out. And did you notice, like, on so many of our shows, I did the card of the day, the numerology of the day. There was a theme, and that theme ran through all the calls of, and in very different ways, of letting go of certain things, attachments to outcomes and different things like that. You know, there was this theme. Did you notice that?
Yes, I hear again and again, one of the things that we're to let go of is the stories that we tell ourselves. Like, what story are we telling ourselves about ourselves? Like, I'm this kind of a person. This is what always happens to me. This is what, you know, let's maybe take a second look at some of these things, the way we talk about ourselves, the way we talk about our situations, how we present that to ourselves and others. Let's really take some time to reexamine that and tell ourselves, you know, a new story, craft a new story for ourselves.
I call it that inner talk, that self-talk that we keep doing. And the thing about it is, you can look at it from a scientific point of view, or you can look at it from a metaphysical point of view. So the metaphysical point of view is, you know, it's going on in your head, the self-talk. You may think it doesn't matter, but the law of attraction talks about what you're focusing on is what you're drawing in. But even, you know, even if you don't believe in the metaphysical explanation, you don't believe in the law of attraction, just from a scientific point of view, what we do with our self-talk goes right into our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind, along with something called the reticular activating system in the center of our brain, decides what our focus is going, you know, what's going to be brought into our focus, what's going to be showing up, what our subconscious mind is looking out there for and bringing to our attention. And so we're setting ourselves up for failure with the self-talk. You get what you focus
on,
whether you look at it scientifically or metaphysically.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm certainly guilty of, you know, falling back into old patterns, thinking negatively, speaking negatively. And you know what? Fine. Get up. Stop it. Start again. Don't feel it has to be Monday morning or January 1st or any other specific time or place to say, you know what, I see I'm doing this. I want to do something different. Cancel, clear, delete to that last negative thought I had. I'm going to start over. Because you can do that any day at any time. Cut yourself some slack.
That's right.
And just choose again.
Absolutely.
Choose again.
So I'm going to leave everybody with join us tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of fun for our 300th episode. Birthday party. And I want to thank all our listeners and all our callers. And thank you, Kathy, for being here. And shout outs to Rose. I hope you get better soon. We want you back on the air next Friday, Rose.
Yes.
And
Alrighty. Stephanie, our dear friend Stephanie Mayo, we're thinking about you and your family. Stephanie,
you
hang in there. We love
you. And your family. Hang in there, Steph. I hope she can come back on Thursday, and we'll let you know what we hear from her over the next few days on the next shows coming up. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, everybody. We got a family going here, and we got to take care of each other. And thanks, everybody. We're going to say goodbye. Goodbye, Kath.
Thank you. Goodbye, Dex. Angel blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful
week. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Great weekend. Have a great weekend.